Well, WCG listeners, it's hard to believe, really hard to believe, just how quickly time flies. This is Marshall Wood, your host for the next hour, on a program we're titling over the next 30 days, Why WCGA Can Be the Answer to America's Problem. And I think I just put it in writing as Why WCGA. But if you had any question about why there's a need for people to be on the radio representing the everyday Joe, the real people of America, those who get it done, if there was ever a reason for a program like this to exist, the last couple weeks in our nation demonstrate that. What used to be the national consensus, as Richard Nixon called it in his book, The Real War, back in the early 80s, or what I simply refer to as common ground or common purpose, America doesn't seem to have that anymore. We have swallowed the lie of diversity, and there's a good side of it, but there's a really evil side of it that's been given to us courtesy of the cultural Marxist that invaded this country in the 1930s to escape Hitler's Europe and took up residence in New York City at Columbia University. And from there, they have literally corrupted the entire, all seven mountains of American culture. I think there was a pretty well-known Christian theologian and patriot who talked about the seven mountains of culture, among which are your government, the educational systems, law, et cetera, et cetera. But the biggest probably of all that is the institution of the church and the institution of the family. There's really not much more important in America and to her welfare than those two institutions. But in the last couple of weeks, we have seen that retribution, false accusation, hatred for the American status quo, what it's been, we've seen it on full display, and we've seen people who, in their own right, I don't think should even be in the positions they're in, making judgments and taking actions that never would have been permitted in the America that I grew up in. And, Woody, you know, you grew up in segregation and all the other stuff. we did have some warts when I grew up. But when we grew up, the black and white community had consensus on some pretty important issues that were part of the American fabric. And that is that faith is important, family is important, and what a man does to feed his family is important. And the man, the man that best embodies that and who showed for the 4 years of his administration that supporting it and working to help it actually improves the living standards of everybody and increases the natural strength of a nation, which is, you know, comprised, among other things, of national consensus besides population size, natural resources, military, and those things. But we have clearly evidence that our culture has changed, and a radio program like this is necessary so that people who are increasingly being disenfranchised, and it's folks that look like me and look like Wes, look like Dean, probably look like you, those who have stood for and prospered by the American system that we've known for so long. And we're on the way out. You know, someone decided, and we're going to talk about who that is in the month, beginning in the month of May through July, who our real enemy is. But let's just say for now, someone or something decided that it was time to disembowel America of its strength, of its portion of the population that is industrious, that is God-fearing, that is focused on accomplishment, and replace it in important positions in the judiciary, in the government, even in the military, with people who don't share that proven to be beneficial view that has made America great, that we are, in fact, the enemy. And so a great line of division has sprung up in America, and there are other lines of fractionation. But those that are being removed from the culture as meaningful citizens are those who look like me and those who speak like me and probably those who look and speak like you. So a radio program like this, as long as it will last, and thankfully a small little AM station kind of flies under the radar, not too many people going to pay attention to us, but we can turn out to be the little lion cub that roared and made a difference. We will be the preservers of those values that in the last couple of weeks in this country you have seen disrespected. Let's just use a proper social term rather than what really it is. We have seen a former president of the United States wrongly castigated, processed in the criminal system with laws applied that don't really apply legally. And there's some pretty good legal minds that say this whole process is illegal. Not, you know, some of the stuff involved here is unsavory, but as we're going to talk about in May through July, these things are, well, there may be things we don't like, but there are things that part of those who get things accomplished have. And I'll use for example, 2,400 years ago, maybe a little more, Cyrus the Mede, who took an interest in the captive children of Israel, specifically from the tribe of Judah, and decided to do what he could do, and it was a lot, to send the people of Judah back to the promised land of Israel, specifically to Jerusalem, to rebuild the wall and to begin their culture all over again. Because he valued their culture, even though he, Cyrus the Mede, was a worshiper of Baal and, you know, sacrificed children to idols. He's a bad guy, did bad things. But his orientation had a benevolent end for the people of God. And so that's not to say that Niccolo Machiavelli was right and the guy that wrote The Prince and essentially said, well, the ends justify the means. I don't believe I'm saying that. But what I'm saying is the man who has been so vilified and persecuted and slapped around and other things, Donald Trump, his tormentors are evidence of what now rules America. And I call them cockroaches, and you're going to hear me be a little more polemic in my words in the future. But my point here in this first segment of week two of why WCGA ought to exist and what it can do to change America, we have before us prima facie evidence of the evil, the pure evil that now infects America just in the events of the last few weeks. And I say goes back to August the the 6th of 2022 when Mar-a-Lago was invaded by the increasingly corrupt Department of Justice. WCGA exist to give the other side or the right side of what is going on, to take a stand publicly. And I speak for Wes and Dee, the owners of this station, because if I don't, guess what happens? The part they don't agree with gets edited out. So if you're hearing me today in the second program of the four that we will have in April about why WCGA should exist and what it needs to do, if you're hearing everything that I have said, then it's because Wes and Dee also agree with my core values. And we are friends enough to know, yes, we believe the same thing, because it's all rooted in the Word of God and our allegiance to Father God, our belief that the Word of God, the Bible, is the answer to everything, everything that man would ever need to know. And thirdly, that information needs to be passed on to our children, but not just our children, our close associates. If we have a body of knowledge, maybe a little bit greater than what the people would have, it is our duty, privilege, and responsibility to at least express that, to say it, to lay it out before the folks, and let them say, well, yeah, I do agree, but based on what's happened the last few weeks in our country, this must be done. So this is the end of our initial segment of Program 2. I'm going to close it out, and we'll talk to you on the other side of our commercial break. Stick with us, Marshall Wood for WCGA.